Das Chazor sagt, dass wir uns nicht mehr so gut haben darf, ein Ches. Perik Oysev Yasbenoi, Perik Hamishi, sagt der Heilige Mischa Messiata des Schmeier. Der Isser of Oysev Yasbenoi, which is Shechling an animal and its offspring on the same day, applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlaret, when the Beis Hamikdash is standing and when it's no longer standing Nebach, and to animals of Chulin and Kodshim. What's the case, Shechling Mishnah? If one Shechled an animal and its offspring when both of them were Chulin and were both Shechled outside the Azor on the same day, they're both kosher to be eaten, but the one who Shechled the second animal gets Malkus. If both animals were Kodshim and they were Shechled outside the Azor, the one who Shechled the first animal is Chayiv Karis, but both of the animals are Pasul and both of the Shechled are Chayiv Malkus. If both animals were chulin and were shechted inside the Azara, both animals are pasul, asubhano, and the one who shechted, the second one is chayiv malchus. If they were both kodshim and were shechted inside the Azara, the first one is kosher and its shechted is potter. The second one is pasul and its shechted is chayiv malchus. If the first animal to be shechted is chulin and the second is kodshim and both were shechted outside the Azara, the first one is kosher and its shechted is potter. The second one is pasul and its shechted is chayiv malchus. If the first animal to be shechted is kodshim and the second is chulin and both are shechted outside the Azara, the first one is Pasul and its shechet is chayiv karis, the second one is kosher, and both shechet are chayiv malchus. If the first animal to be shechted is chulin and the second is kachim, and both are shechted inside the azara, they're both pasul, and the shechet of the second one gets malchus. If the first animal to be shechted is kachim, and the second is chulin, and both are shechted inside the azara, the first one is kosher, and the shechet is pot, and the second one is pasul, and the shechet is chayiv malchus. If both animals are chulin, and the first is shechted outside the azara, and the second is shechted inside the azara, the first animal is kosher, and the shechet is pot, and the second animal is pasul, and the shechet is chayiv malchus. Continues. If both animals are kachim and the first is shechted outside the azar and the second is shechted inside the azar, the shechted of the first animal is chayiv karis and both shechted get malchus and both animals are pasul. Mishnah continues. If both animals are chulin and the first is shechted inside the azar and the second is shechted outside the azar, first animal is pasul and the shechted is potter, second animal is kosher and the shechted is chayiv malchus. If both animals, Mishnah ends off, if both animals are kachim and the first is shechted inside the azar and the second is shechted outside the azar, first animal is kosher and the shechted is potter and the second animal is pasul and the shechted gets malchus. Gemara. Bryce says, how do we know that Oysev Yasbenoi applies to Kachim as well? The pasuk regarding bringing an animal for a carbon says, Shor Oykesa by Eiz Ki Yivoleid. And the next pasuk then says, Bishor Oysev Yasbenoi Loysev Shchatu Biyayim Echod. The positioning of the psukim next to each other teaches Oysev Yasbenoi applies to Kachim as well. In fact, maybe say that Oysev Yasbenoi only applies to Kachim, Mara says, by repeating the animal, Shor Se, it breaks the flow from the previous pasuk. And if it was truly one flow, there would be no reason to repeat the animals. In fact, if so, well, maybe it only applies to Chulim. Mara says, the pasuk Oysev Yasbenoi begins with a Vav, Vishor Oysev, which he said it teaches it's a continuation of the pasuk regarding Kachim. In fact, maybe we should say, just as klayim are not included in kodshim, because it may not be worth the carbon, it is also not included in oysev benoi. Why does the Bryce say that oysev benoi applies to klayim and to a kvi, kui, type of animal? Also, the pasuk says that se, and Rava said that whenever a pasuk says se, it means to exclude klayim. And for the pasuk says oi, which comes to include klayim. In fact, the oi is needed to separate so that we don't think that one is only chayiv when he shechts an ox and its offspring and a sen its offspring. And tomorrow, but we know this from the use of the singular verbiage of benoi. This teaches that shechting even one type of animal with its offspring would make a person chayiv. In fact, the word oi is needed, as can be seen in the Braisa. The Braisa says if the pasuk would have only said shor vise ubenoi, we would think that one is only chayiv he shechts a shor a se and an offspring of one of them. The pasuk therefore says vishor oise oisav yes benoi. To teach not like that. Presumably the Bryce is also using the word oi to teach this. And more, no, use the word oisai to teach this. Fakmar, this can work according to Rabbanan, who hold that the word oisai is extra. But according to Hanan, who holds that the word oisai is not extra, how does he know to separate the ox and the set? And for tomorrow, he holds like Rabbi Yonason, who says that whenever the Torah writes two things, even when connected with a vav, like shor v'seh, it means to treat each one separately, unless the Torah specifically tells us to treat them as one by adding the word yachtov. Rabbanan is found in a Bryce. The Bryce says Oysev Yasbenoi applies to females and their offspring, but not to males and their offspring. Hananya said it applies to females and to males. The view of the Rabbanan is taught in the Braisa. The Braisa says, we would think Oysev Yasbenoi applies to males and their offspring and to females and their offspring. The Braisa says, how could you even think so? We should learn from the Isser of taking a mother bird along with his babies regarding the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan, that just as over there only applies to the female, Oysev Yasbenoi also only applies to the female. The Braisa says, Shiluch HaKan does not apply to birds that one owns, whereas Oysev Yasbenoi does. Therefore, we would say that Oysev Yasbenoi is more expansive, and we would think to say that it even includes the males as well. The Pasuk therefore says, Oysai, which is singular and limited to one. Once we know that it only applies to one, we can learn from Shulach HaKan that it only applies to the female, not the male. If you want, we could also say the pasuk says benoy, which teaches that it applies to the parent that the offspring clings to, which is the mother, not the father. The Gemara explains, this last drasha of benoy is given in case one will say that oisoy is written in the masculine form, lashon zachar, which suggests the male. Therefore, we have the drasha of benoy that teaches only the female. Chananya hold that oisoy suggests the male, benoy suggests the female, therefore it applies to both male and female.